With the Kiama Blues Festival and the Yours and Ours Music Festival, Wollongong and the wider Illawarra region south of Sydney already have a reputation for live music. In 2023, the Wollongong Council got 2 years funding for a different kind of event, the Cultural Mix Festival, to celebrate the music, food, and stories of its culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Earlier this year, the Wollongong Council received funding to run the event for a third year, and the Wise contributor from FBI Radio, Kwame Schlosser, reports.
Last weekend, thousands of people descended on Wollongong for the third iteration of Wollongong's multicultural festival, Culture Mix. On Saturday, the festival was a one-day event, instead of the two-day festival that it has been the past 2 years. And that's because the initial funding from the Multicultural New South Wales had only been for the 2 years. This year's event was funded by a $250,000 grant under the New South Wales Government's Stronger Together Local Council Major Festival Program. And just like the two previous years, there was music, dance, visual arts, all celebrating Wollongong's diversity. Parts of Crown Street, one of the main arteries of the city, was blocked off for tents displaying food and other goods from around the world. Among them were local organizations that support culturally and linguistically diverse communities.
Hi, my name's Annie Burbrook and I'm from the Illawarra Multicultural Services.
Annie is the Community Hub Support Coordinator at the Illawarra Multicultural Services, or the IMS, and she explains why Culture Mix is so important to Wollongong and the wider Illawarra community.
It's a real celebration of our true multiculturalism and what that really means, which is people coming together, living together, working together, finding out about each other, learning from each other. Yeah, it's a celebration.
This is the third iteration of this celebration festival event. How has it changed, or is it exactly the same? How have you seen it evolve?
It has developed and changed over the last 3 years. It was started because there was a real need for us to have some sort of event in Wollongong to mark our incredible community and to acknowledge that. It's got bigger every year. There are lots and lots of people from cultural backgrounds are serving food or performing, doing amazing things. So it's very much about expanding and learning each year the lessons from the previous year. So, yeah.
I see there's a big map on the ground and people are putting little tags down. What are they doing?
So we're having a fantastic game at our Illawarra Multicultural Services store. We've got two language exercises. So this first one has a huge map of the world, and we've cut out the different languages that are some of the languages that are spoken in Wollongong. There are actually 94 languages spoken in Wollongong, so we haven't got 94 there for people to choose from. But we picked some common ones and some where people are going, I have never even heard of this language. And the idea is for them to sit down with one of our staff and work out where those languages go on the map. And people are asking fabulous questions and learning a lot. And then when we say all of these languages are spoken here, they can actually see where the people have come from. So it's a way of making that a visual thing. And then over here, we can sit down and actually listen to people saying about 20 seconds worth of conversation in language, and they have to guess. We've only got 7 languages, but again, people are going, oh, wow, I've never even heard that language. I didn't know that that was spoken here.
And while the IMS focused on celebrating the 94 different languages that make up the Illawarra region, the Multicultural Communities Council of Illawarra CEO Chris Lacey talked about how the MCCI was celebrating the migration journeys of those languages to Wollongong.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really amazing here at Culture Mix is that when you walk around, you can see the expressions of people from all over the world in what they're wearing and the foods they're eating. We've decided to showcase that visually on a really large world map. And we're inviting people who are here at Culture Mix today to come in and put a pin on that map and a string that links back to Wollongong so that we can see the migration journeys of where all of Wollongong's people have come from. And so far today, we can see that there's quite a lot of people from Europe and also from the subcontinent and South Asia. We're also seeing some South Americans. There's a number of South American pins on the map at the moment. But by the end of the day, we'll have hundreds of migration journeys expressed on this map, and it'll be a great visual expression of Wollongong's diversity.
The festival goers were also being encouraged to participate in the making of a mural.
I'm Janine. I'm one of the Wollongong Council arts and culture workers. And this is an interactive mural. It was painted, installed this week by local artist Mignon Steele. And the idea is that everyone in the community can come along today and make their mark. And got a whole heap of people here, yeah, joining in of all ages to responding to what Mignon started.
FBI's Kwame Slusher with the report.